Okay. So what is the purpose when we read Srila Prabhupada's books? First is, of course, that we are just associating with Srila Prabhupada. He has so much desire to serve Krishna that by associating with him, we will get the desire to serve Krishna. So the purpose is that we want to learn the message of Krishna consciousness. We want to learn the wisdom that he's imparting in his books. We want to become more intellectually equipped to answer the questions that our own mind poses and the world poses. So, you could say association, then, as I said, then equipping ourselves intellectually, and then also related with association also is purification. You know, we become purified because Srila Prabhupada is so pure. He's giving a shastra, Krishna is manifesting through it. So, we become purified by that. And if our purpose is simply to look for information, you know, information which no one has heard, and then I want to speak that information, then what happens? After an initial phase of enthusiasm, we'll become a little disappointed with Prabhupada's books. Because Prabhupada keeps speaking the same things again and again. So we need to be clear about what my purpose is. See, in spiritual advance, in spiritual life, if we have an intellectual need for new information, we can find out which devotees give classes which are intellectually stimulating and hear those classes. We can read some other devotees' books. But we need to know that what will help us to advance spiritually is not just intellectual stimulation. It is actually application and transformation. So Srila Prabhupada constantly keeps reminding us of the basics. And of course, it's not only the basics. Prabhupada's purports are they're deceptively simple. They're deep. But we have to actually enter into them to realize it. So, instead of an information-seeking approach, if we cultivate an application-seeking approach. Yeah, I've read this so many times. Okay, I've read this. Instead of saying the mind, we have to trick it. What happens is when we hear classes, one of the ways the mind tricks us is when we, you know, oh, this is all basic. This is for everyone else. This is not for me. I'm a advanced yogi. I'm a knowledgeable person. Now, many times, we just have to learn to out-trick the mind. Okay, this is for new people. It's not for me. Okay. Actually, that's not necessarily true because we also need to apply the basic things. But still, even if the mind says like that, okay, this is for new people, how can I best present it to new people? So, okay, how is this devotee presenting it? Let me think. How would I present it? You know, this is a nice point. I would present it this way. So, we can just turn the question around. Obviously, if this is for new people, yes, I also have to speak to new people. How can I speak to them? So, like that when you're reading, oh, I've read this point so many times. Okay. When did I last read it? What was the context? You know, is this a different context? You know, when was the last time that I had to apply it? Or what happened to me? I didn't succeed or I succeeded. How much did I succeed? So, basically, rather than just looking for new information, if we start looking for application, then we'll find that Prabhupada's books will become like a invaluable compass for us. They'll always keep getting us back on track. When a flight is going from one place to another, you know, 90% of the time it is said it's off course because of the wind pressure, because of the atmospheric conditions. What gets it to the destination is the reorientation. So Prabhupada's books act like the reorientation for us. Get us back on track. So we have to see at different times in our spiritual life, different purposes may inspire us. Our ultimate purpose is I want to serve Krishna. And reading Prabhupada's books is the way we are serving Krishna's pure devotee. So, but the ultimate motive is serving Krishna. Which specific motive will inspire us in our service to Krishna or through reading, that will vary on time, place, circumstances. So, we have to find out whichever inspires us and study accordingly. Does that answer your question?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions?